Hachette Audio presents The Highland Renegade, written by Amy Jarecki, read by Dave Gillis. Chapter 1. The Highlands, late October 1712. The sign on the alehouse door caught Janet's eye as Kennan carried her across the muddied street. Samhain Gathering, 7 o'clock, Inverlochy Hall, Friday, 31st October. No spurs. Weapons must be checked at the door. Her stomach fluttered at the thrill. The best part of the fete was the gathering after the livestock auction. There'd be a feast of roast pork, music, and dancing. A great deal of dancing. Two drovers brushed past them, nearly knocking Janet's hat from her head. The enormous red plume adorning it batted her in the eye. "Watch yourselves, you maggots," Kennan growled as the two men pushed inside. Her brother could be overly protective, though he was as lovable as a puppy. Strong, too. He didn't miss a step, not even when the drovers practically ran them over in their haste for a pint of ale. If Kennan felt any strain from Janet's weight, he showed no sign of discomfort. But she knew better. The wool of her riding habit alone most likely weighed a stone. Janet straightened her tricorn bonnet, shifting the feather out of her line of sight while Kennan gently deposited her on the footpath. "Those men must have a terrible thirst," she said. He glanced toward the door, busy with people entering and exiting.
"Thirst or not, a month of droving is no reason for a man to be careless. What if I dropped you in the mud?"
"But you didn't." Kennan took her hand and led her inside. Janet had attended the fete at Inverlochy during Samhain, annually, as far back as she could remember, but she'd never seen the town this crowded. "Every year, there are more people at the harvest."
He scowled at another brash drover heading for the bar. "And more bloody scoundrels. Stay close to me."
Any other week, Inverlochy was a quaint and quiet town, but right before Samhain, clans and kin descended from the hills or sailed from the Hebrides to peddle their livestock and goods. It was only 14 miles from the Clan Cameron seat at Achnacarry, and Janet and her kin visited 2 or 3 times a year to purchase supplies. Though not large, the town boasted a haberdasher, a modiste, and a tanner who made saddles as well as shoes. At the centre of town was the alehouse, the only establishment that served meals. It catered to all manner of fellows. A lady must never enter unaccompanied, lest she be mistaken for a harlot. Judging by the way her brother had clamped his fingers around her hand, Janet need not worry about being mistaken for a woman of easy virtue. Though she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?